Real general practice will be helping with your clinical assessment. The diagnosis may be just around the corner if you look. Agenda setting is the key to a successful consultation. But listen now, cause you won't read this in a book. A little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Welcome back to Real General Practice. This is the introduction for busy revalidating GPs. The audio component of this publication is particularly accessible to busy GPs. We all struggle to prioritise and negotiate what is reasonable to fit into a 10-minute appointment. The audios will help you, as a busy GP, to absorb new skills and knowledge by osmosis. You will, in effect, be joining me in my consulting room, perhaps on your way to work. When you see your first patient, you will be able to negotiate a realistic agenda and achieve a satisfactory consultation within 10 minutes. With the Calgary-Cambridge consulting skills that you have assimilated, each patient will be an exciting challenge, rather than a random mass of confusing symptoms and social problems. You will skillfully touch on what the patient knows, what the patient is worried about, and what the patient wants. You will rule out the nasties with a quick-fire series of red flag questions that link to possible pathologies. You will even touch on the important aspects of your patient's lifestyle that are affected by or might link to the illness. You will be able to empathise with your second patient's difficulties. There is often a morass of social and emotional issues that could easily overwhelm a busy GP. Touch on what is important and how they might go about getting support, and go on with the rest of the consultation. The rest of the consultation being the things that you as a GP are best trained to deal with. GPs don't need to be overly burdened with complex social and emotional problems. Understanding that they are there is often sufficient. Don't expect to solve these problems in this 10-minute slot. Consider signposting your patient to help from others. When you see your third patient on time, you and your patient will be more positive. You will focus on asking questions that are relevant and examining aspects that will help you make an effective working diagnosis. The problem becomes clear to you and your patient, and you check that you and your patient understand each other. Your suggestions of management options and explanations will be better targeted towards what your patient knows and wants, and you can either allay their fears or at least address them. Your patient will even be able to choose from personalised, evidence-based management options. When your final patient leaves your consulting room, they will be aware of what comes next, when and how to see or talk to you again, and what to look out for if things get worse or haven't got better within a specified time. I would encourage you to include shared surgeries in your personal development plan. Shared surgeries with colleagues who have passed the RCGP exam since 1995, when consulting skills were first prioritised, or have attended a Calgary-Cambridge training course. Another recommendation is attending a GP update or hot topics course annually. Of course, it's even better to actually read the course manual. Making notes that are accessible to you in your consulting room would be the icing on the cake. Malcolm Thomas has been kind enough to speak to us about consulting skills that work. Skills that help us keep to time. Skills that allow us to satisfy our patients and permit us as GPs to feel less stressed and more confident that we have dealt more effectively with our patients' problems. His Calgary-Cambridge micro-skills explanations give you realistic tools that you can either add to your repertoire or refine to fit with your own consulting room style. Chris Maher can be thought of as our headmaster.
Chris was an RCGP examiner
and a CSA skills trainer. He wants us to stay organised. His map of the consultation will make sure that you don't lose your way or miss vital clues in your 10-minute maze.
We have adapted his map, and I recommend the Land's End John O'Groats or Le Jog map of the consultation to you. The Le Jog map will keep you organised, but allow you to be flexible and natural in your consultations.
Malcolm Thomas helps us to make using that map second nature. This will help you to make order out of each patient's chaotic tale. Our interactive colour and scripts of the CSA scenario consultations allow you to test yourself and to ensure that you understand how busy GPs structure their consultations. That structure is so important to ensure that communication is effective in our time-limited surgeries. Soon, you will be able to throw away your map and rely on your integrated sat-nav system. Dave Thompson gives us some tips on sharing decisions with patients. Our patients need guidance from us in choosing options that work for them. We can't help them without understanding what our patients know, fear, and want. But the options aren't all as accessible as each other. It's not like choosing from a shop window. We can guide them to rational choices and tell them when the evidence is poor for their original preference. The age of doctor-centered decision-making may be over.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.